Welcome to the Dr. Janine Show. I'm Dr. Janine Bowring, naturopathic doctor, and today's topic is arthritis, what they don't want you to know. So the truth about arthritis, there are hundreds of different types of arthritis. I'm going to focus in just on two today, more or less. But the truth is that there are really a lot of natural things that you can do, both preventatively, but also in terms of treatment to really help the cartilage, to help the tissue space itself. And that's what I'll be sharing in today's episode. So don't go anywhere. If you're new to my channel, welcome in. I am a naturopathic doctor and I focus on doing things naturally. Please do subscribe if you are new here and click the bell to turn on your post notifications as well. Be sure to share this video as well. And if you do have questions or comments throughout the show, please put them in the comments section. I always love to hear all of your feedback. And if you've got ideas for a future episode, please let myself and my crew know as well. And it's amazing because I love the dialogue that we set up and we're always listening to what the viewers want. So let me get started. The different types of arthritis. So of course we have osteoarthritis, and I'm going to break down osteoarthritis in more detail, as well as rheumatoid arthritis. There's also juvenile arthritis, which of course affects the children, and about 300,000 children in just the US alone are diagnosed and are affected by juvenile arthritis. And this is an autoimmune condition, much like the rheumatoid arthritis. Also ALS. So most people who develop ankylosing spondylitis have a specific gene. It's called the HLA-B27. So there is a hereditary component to ankylosing spondylitis. There's also psoriatic arthritis. Fibromyalgia is a type of arthritis. Lupus and even gout are all types of inflammation that most often occur in the joints. Now, what are some of the most common causes, zoning in on osteoarthritis? So osteoarthritis is the wear and tear of the joint tissue. And I have a good example of osteoarthritis in the knee, which I will show you here. And here we see a healthy, normal knee joint. And you can see that the cartilage at the end of that long bone, the femur, that's what's protecting and providing that cushioning at the end of the bone. Now, what happens over time with that wear and tear is that we start to have an erosion and a destruction of that cartilage tissue. And as this progresses, this can actually get much more worse, as we can see. So this is an advanced stage of osteoarthritis. This can be related to not only the wear and tear, but with obesity. So that extra weight on the joints will definitely cause more of this wear and tear on the cartilage itself. There could have been a past injury. You could have torn your cartilage. You could also have dislocated joints, which can exacerbate, you know, the manifestation of the osteoarthritis, and damage to the ligaments. So if you've had, you know, injuries to the ligaments, that would be, you know, another cause as well. If the joints aren't sitting properly, so there's some type of joint malformation, that can be another cause of osteoarthritis. And even poor posture, as I sit up nice and straight, this is another factor. It's something that we definitely want to be aware of in terms of posture. That's why I love yoga and breathing exercises and really, you know, manifesting that tall spine and your head being stacked on top of your spine. Posture is everything, and it has a lot to do with the way that our nervous system functions as well. So I hope everybody just sat up a little bit taller right now, that you're comfortable, but just being mindful of your posture at all times. Now, osteoarthritis is more common in women, and when there has been a history of repetitive movement, so people that are in certain sports will definitely run the risk of developing osteoarthritis in specific joints based on that, you know, repetitive motion in, I think of tennis players, in knees and elbows would be an example of that because of the repetitive motion in those joint tissues. Now I'll talk a little bit about the causes of rheumatoid arthritis. So we know that rheumatoid arthritis is an autoimmune condition. So the immune system is involved. So some of the causes potentially are viral. So Epstein-Barr virus is known to be one of the potential causative factors of rheumatoid arthritis. There could be bacterial issues as well, and also leptin resistance. So you've heard me talk a lot about leptin resistance in other videos. And in this study, it actually shows that the role of leptin in the pathophysiology of rheumatoid arthritis is something that has definitely been studied. And what they found was that in patients with rheumatoid arthritis, numerous studies have evaluated the concentrations of leptin in the bloodstream and or the joint cavity, showing higher levels compared to control populations. Leptin has also been found to correlate with clinical or biological measurements of disease activity of the rheumatoid arthritis. So that high leptin, remember, leptin resistance is now the brain is not getting the message of that leptin signaling, and you actually have a high leptin level, but the brain is registering low leptin because it's not getting that signal because the leptin isn't attaching to the receptors. So if you missed my shows on leptin resistance, please check them out because it's really important in terms of overall health. Your leptin, what's going on with your body weight as well, is very much related and can be related to rheumatoid arthritis as well, because that correlation has definitely been there with the high leptin, increased body weight, and of course, developing rheumatoid arthritis. Let's look at some of the symptoms now. So flipping back to the osteoarthritis, which remember was the wear and tear on the joints. So most obvious symptom is joint pain. There could be stiffness in the joints as well, a loss of flexibility, and a reduced range of motion in that particular joint. There could be a lot of tenderness, of course, and discomfort, especially when you press on that affected area. And a lot of inflammation. And the inflammation can sort of come and go, I find, you know, with my patients who have had osteoarthritis symptoms, as well as those crackling and clicking types and popping sounds in the joints can be a sign of osteoarthritis. Now, it's not always osteoarthritis, so I don't want to, you know, freak you out. But at the same time, it could be a common symptom associated with the osteo, as well as bone spurs. So when we come back to the model here, we can see that those extra lumps of bone. So if you compare it with the normal joint, you can see that the bone itself is quite smooth. But when we take a look at now what's happening here with the osteophytes and the bone spurs, those extra lumps and bumps can happen because of that joint destruction. And typically this bone destruction is painless. This is what will be causing the pain, is that destruction of the joint cartilage. And now basically you have bone on bone and you don't really have that protection. And if I just, so you can appreciate that, put that around to the other side, you can see that that cartilage is completely destroyed through to the other side. So that's something that you want to be, from a preventative standpoint, you know, I talk a lot about prevention. From a preventative standpoint, this is what you definitely want to focus on. Now let's go back to rheumatoid arthritis and how the symptoms are a little bit different as compared to the osteoarthritis. So with rheumatoid arthritis, definitely there could be fatigue, a lot of muscle aches, there could be a lot of pain in the joints as well. And rheumatoid arthritis typically will affect certain joints. So the wrists and the hands, as well as the feet, the ankles, and the knees. There could be a lot of redness and heat and tenderness in the inflamed joints and around the joints as well. And it's usually in a symmetrical pattern. So meaning that multiple joints will be impacted at the same time on both sides of the body, which is usually a little bit different from the osteoarthritis that can be more isolated in certain joints. With rheumatoid arthritis, because again, remember, it's more systemic, it's autoimmune, you will usually be manifested in symmetrically on both sides of the body. Now with rheumatoid arthritis, this is something that you can have in the morning, and you notice that you're very, very stiff the first half hour of the day when you're waking up. For some people, it can be even a few hours after they wake up in the morning. That gradual, you know, limbering up kind of feeling, that can be related to rheumatoid arthritis as well. And some people with RA also have a loss of appetite, and they may have a low grade fever. Remember, tying in the immune component of this, the body is trying to mount an inflammatory response, trying to get rid of, maybe it was a viral component, a bacterial component, which, you know, manifested itself now and is going down the track of developing the rheumatoid arthritis. That could be, you know, one of the symptoms as well. So if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Janine. It's great to have you here. I'm talking all about arthritis and what they don't want you to know. So I want to say a quick hello to Sturville, nice to see you. Hello, hello. And Nikki, Zero Iki? Nikio Iki, I think is how you pronounce your name. That's cute. Hey, could leptin resistance cause inflammation of the skin of the both? Yes, it could be related to that. Absolutely. Palmar inflammation is often related to the gut and can be related to gluten sensitivity as well, which ties back sometimes to the leptin signaling and overall inflammation in the body. So check out my YouTube videos on leaky gut, as well as gluten. I believe I have a few videos on food sensitivities, but also leptin resistance for sure as well. So one of my favorite herbal medicines to use for arthritis, whether it is rheumatoid or osteoarthritis, is turmeric. And in India, it's known as holy powder, and it is a natural anti-inflammatory. So it's known to have so many benefits for our overall health, but today focusing in on its anti-inflammatory effects. Now, it is a COX-2 inhibitor and a 5-LOX inhibitor. So this can inhibit the cyclooxygenase, that's what COX means, enzymes, and reduce the inflammation in the body. So its action is really similar to some of the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, the NSAIDs. And that's why, you know, when we compare up the turmeric, and what you're looking for is that active curcumin, which is that active component of turmeric, at a 95 percentile, ideally. And at that high concentration of the curcuminoids, that's where we can have this COX-2 inhibitor effect. And they've actually, you know, looked at aspirin, which is also a COX-1 inhibitor. And unfortunately, some of the COX-1 inhibitors, like aspirin, have negative side effects. And that's why having a COX-2 inhibitor in the turmeric, that's natural and won't cause that side effect of bleeding in the GI tract and, you know, that micro bleeding that a lot of people do experience unknowingly, if they're taking aspirin or other COX-1 inhibitors. That's one of the added benefits of taking it in the natural form of course, the turmeric, with that activated curcumin. The other thing to look for, in my opinion, in a turmeric supplement is to make sure that it has something to help with the absorption of the curcumin. And in most supplements on the market, it's going to contain the black pepper. I don't like the black pepper so much. I know a lot of people have sensitivity to pepper. It's actually sometimes contraindicated. So the nightshade family of vegetables is actually contraindicated for people who have rheumatoid arthritis, which a lot of people don't know that. And some people do have sensitivities. So one of the better ingredients to take to help and to actually decrease something called glucuronidation is quercetin. So quercetin will dramatically increase the absorption of that curcumin when you're taking a turmeric supplement. So that's something that you could actually look for in a supplement. I promise that below this video, we'll put some links as to, you know, to point you in the right direction in terms of getting more information about that. Now, we also know that turmeric can help with joint pain in general, but overall and localized, but also systemic inflammation in the body. It also helps with our beauty. It's an anti-aging nutrient. It helps to slow down that free radical damage in our cells, has an impact on our immune system, and decreases that inflammatory response of the cytokine storms. The cytokine storm is basically like an overreaction of the immune system, and that's where people can run into difficulties if that is not mediated in some way. And that's one of the reasons why I love the turmeric with the activated curcumin for that reason. Now, some other herbal medicines and particular supplement ingredients, nutraceutical ingredients that are really helpful for arthritis that are proven in the science to be able to help with pain and inflammation include some of the following. So glucosamine sulfate. So it's important when you're looking for a glucosamine that it's glucosamine sulfate. And this is actually a precursor to cartilage formation. So in terms of knee osteoarthritis, there are more trials on glucosamine than any other supplement ever. So that's really interesting to note. I mean, why would people spend a lot of time and money on studies on this particular ingredient if it didn't have beneficial effects? So that's really, you know, promising for anybody who does suffer with knee pain, especially if it's osteoarthritis, that the glucosamine sulfate is well studied in terms of being able to help. And it may help with reduction in pain and also improvement in the function of that joint. Now, in some people, glucosamine actually relieves pain as well as acetaminophen. So one of the trade names is Tylenol. So that has been researched as well. So really interesting for people that are looking for natural alternatives. Now, it doesn't help for everyone, but why not give it a try? I mean, if you're suffering and you're in pain, why wouldn't you try something natural over something else that potentially may have some negative side effects, in my opinion? And in some evidence, it may actually help to reduce the cartilage loss. So that's where when we talk about not only getting out of pain and out of inflammation, but actually helping to replace some of that cartilage and having a restorative effect to that joint tissue, that is fantastic in, of course, in the glucosamine sulfate. Now, another super, super ingredient is MSM. So this is a sulfur-containing molecule, not sulfa. So a lot of people confuse, oh my goodness, I'm allergic to sulfa. Can I still take MSM? Yes, it's sulfur, not sulfa. And it is really known to be helpful for knee osteoarthritis and may improve physical functioning in general, but results can be mixed in terms of reduction in pain. So, you know, some people will really find a great advantage of taking the MSM for their pain, as well as swelling and stiffness in the joints. Another ingredient is chondroitin, so chondroitin sulfate, and helps with the compression in the cartilage. Now, the chondroitin sulfate is negatively charged ions. And the way that I explain it when I'm on television is that if you've got two negative poles of a magnet, I'm sure you've done this in grade school, and you try to put them together, well, what happens? They repel themselves. They're both negatively charged, and you kind of feel that you can't put them together. Well, the same is true from a biomechanical standpoint in the joints, that the chondroitin is negatively charged. So what's that that's doing in the joint is actually helping to maintain that joint space. And because of that electromagnetism, I mean, it's fascinating, I think. But imagine if you're low in chondroitin, that could be something that, you know, is definitely plaguing you in terms of what's going on, especially with osteoarthritis, when I think about that wear and tear in the joints. And so that's something that definitely can help. Now, studies, again, on knee osteoarthritis suggest that the supplementation of the chondroitin, which is a component of cartilage, can reduce water retention in inflamed joints. So, you know, when there's a lot of pain and inflammation, you may have heard of people, though, they had to have their knee drained because there was too much inflammation and fluid buildup in the joint. Well, this can help in terms of the chondroitin sulfate, helps to improve mobility and reduce pain as well. So great, great ingredient. Now, another one that I love is Boswellia. So this is frankincense, and what you're looking for is a 65 percentile of the standardized boswellic acids. And these are triterpenoids, so specific antioxidants that are very powerful. And some research has shown now that the Boswellia could be as effective as this pharmaceuticals for the purpose of alleviated joint pain and improving knee flexibility in people with osteoarthritis of the knee again. So this is something, again, and in combination, that's what I love about these ingredients, that in combination, you can really maximize the benefits of taking these nutraceuticals without the negative side effects to really help with that chronic pain and inflammation. Another ingredient that I love is bromelain. So I've talked about this in other videos, which we know comes from pineapple. And what you're looking for is a high GDU, which means the gelatin digesting units. The way that I think of and the way that I describe bromelain, so it's usually from the core part of, so the middle part of the pineapple, which usually people don't eat. I do. I'll eat it as much as I can get to the middle part as possible when I have pineapple. And of course, remember, I eat pineapple more so in the hotter months because you want to eat fruits in season. And here in Canada, it's not easy to digest. That's a whole other subject. I'm going on a tangent, but check out my other videos if you want to learn more about what to eat when and to maximize, you know, the digestion and turning your food into that mitochondrial energy by eating foods in season. I've got that in other videos. But coming back to the bromelain from pineapples, yeah, it's fantastic. And the way that I describe this is like little Pac-Men. So they can eat away at some of that destruction in the joints and those excess proteins and debris in the joints. That's what the bromelain is actually doing. And if it's at a high enough, so I usually take myself a 2400 GDU bromelain in my joint supplement. And this is fantastic because it clears up that joint destruction and that gunk that's in the joint. So really, really important and advantageous for joint health, but preventatively, but also if, you know, I've tweaked something at the gym and I've overdone it, that I get that instant relief, you know, within a few hours of taking that high concentration of the bromelain, as it's complexed with the other ingredients that I've talked about today. So hello to everyone. If you're just tuning in, I'm talking about arthritis. I'm Dr. Janine, naturopathic doctor. And what they don't want you to know, we are streaming live on YouTube and Facebook today. It's so nice to see you all. So another fabulous natural ingredient, which is a very popularized supplement now to take for a lot of people, whether it's for the beauty benefits or for the benefits for your joints and for inflammation, is called collagen. So collagen makes up about 25 to 35% of the total protein in mammals and making it the most abundant protein in our bodies. So if we're lacking in collagen, then of course our tissues and our parts of our body that are reliant on this protein will suffer. And that's where the joint and the joint cartilage is really important. And, you know, the collagen in our joint cartilage is 80 to 90% of the type 2 collagen. And what current research has shown now is that the undenatured type 2 collagen, which is known as UC2, may reduce swelling, joint pain, and stiffness in cases of moderate to severe osteoarthritis in both juvenile and adult onset rheumatoid arthritis. So that's the blessing of collagen, is that if you take the right form of the type 2 collagen, what you're looking for is a hydrolyzed. So this is a hydrolyzed collagen, which is collagen that's further broken down into the peptides. So it's gone through hydrolysis, meaning that it's easier absorption and you're going to get more of the benefit from a hydrolyzed collagen, and making sure, of course, that it's grass-fed as well. But it actually can help that cartilage loss. So you can start to regrow that cartilage, reform your cartilage in your joints just by taking the collagen and taking the right type. So again, you're looking for a hydrolyzed collagen. Typically a 10 gram dosage per day is what you're going to be taking. And again, make sure that it is a grass-fed collagen, but really, really important. Most people aren't getting enough collagen in their daily diet. So that's why, you know, one of the reasons why it's so popular as a supplement. You just gonna have to look, make sure there's no other added ingredients in a collagen as well. But that's the story for another day. If you've seen my other videos about all the things that I don't like to see in supplements in terms of fillers and like magnesium stearate and flow agent silicon dioxide, which is notorious for being snuck into some, you know, collagen supplements, you've got to look for those. Okay, another favorite subject of mine to help with arthritis is earthing. So if you don't know what earthing is, it is incredible. It's also known as grounding. And this is something that's so important for anybody who has chronic inflammation. That is a sign of a deficiency of electrons to quench the free radicals in your body. And the truth is, most of us walk around, we live our lives being completely ungrounded. We wear, you know, rubber sole shoes, meaning that if you've got, think about the tires on your car, if your car gets hit by lightning, you're fine. Why? Because you're not grounded. The same with us walking around all day in rubber sole shoes. We're not connected to the earth. So that is not to our advantage, because now we're not getting the benefits of the earth, those negative electrons, into our body to quench those free radicals. And what the electrons do is they're going to fill the void of those free radical molecules, which are unstable. They're always looking for electrons. And if we're not giving those electrons, what can happen? Well, we develop blood clotting issues, we develop inflammation and a whole host of other problems. So earthing or grounding is one of the easiest. It's free. It's so easy. It doesn't take a lot of time, but getting out into nature bare feet, you can wear socks as well if you need to. That's what I do in the middle of the cold Canadian winters with the snow and the ice. I'll wear some wool socks out right on the earth, and it doesn't have to be for long, but especially if you have a lot of chronic inflammation, you want to take advantage of the earth and connect with the ground and bring those electrons into your body. Now, one of the drawbacks of doing the grounding let's say you're doing it consistently for a few months and then you stop doing it, you won't get the benefits anymore if you stop. So there's different devices that you can, you know, certainly help you with the grounding. I have earthing or grounding mats. I sleep on one at nighttime. But connecting with the ground, especially first thing in the morning, is super, super important, which I'm going to touch on a little bit now when I get to my 9 tips for arthritis. So let's get right into it. Here's my 9 top tips for arthritis. So tip number 1 is Mother Nature's prescription. So part of that is grounding. So connecting with the earth. If you've got a lot of pain, inflammation, arthritis, whether it's rheumatoid arthritis, osteoarthritis, you want to connect with the earth. You've got to bring those negative electrons into your body. They will help to counteract the free radicals, counteract usually swelling. Inflammation is very positively charged. And so bringing those negative electrons into the body is really, really helpful. You also want to stop that artificial light exposure, something that I talk a lot about in other videos as well. So check those out as part of Mother Nature's prescription. Tip number 2 is to do a good full body detox. And in other videos, I talk all about how to do that effectively and safely without having negative side effects. So please check out my detox videos. You'll absolutely love the benefits of doing a full body detox and doing this regularly. So at the change of each season, ideally is the best time to do this. Tip number 3 is to limit your EMF exposure. So we know that the non-native EMFs, so things like cell phone towers, our Wi-Fi routers, our cell phones, anything that's plugged into the wall, which may be dirty electricity, our smart meters on our homes, these are giving us these unhealthy radiation sources, which will offset our overall health. And it is directly linked to inflammation. So if you do have chronic pain and inflammation, do your best to stay away from your devices. Never hold your cell phone up to your phone. Don't ever use the Bluetooth headphones. And I've got a bunch of other suggestions on how to mitigate your risks of EMF exposure in other videos here on YouTube. So make sure you check those out. Tip number 4 is to use a castor oil pack. So these, and I have the, you know, exact way, a method and recipe how to do that, but please check out my videos on how to do the castor oil pack because it's incredible. And you can put the castor oil pack basically on any joint that you can access with the castor oil pack and use it on the painful area. Ideally 45 minutes with a hot water bottle. This is a great way now to actually have a local anti-inflammatory effect and speed up the actual detox process in those joints with the castor oil. So check out my video on how to do that. Tip number 5 is to use digestive enzymes, and especially the proteolytic enzymes, which help with protein destruction. Remember the bromelain being one of them, and use it between meals. So now you're using digestive enzymes in a little bit of a different way. I have a whole show all about enzymes and how to use them. Sort of the off-label way to use the enzymes, not for digestion, but for inflammation, is to take a little bit higher dosage between meals, so about 45 minutes before a meal, so on an empty stomach ideally, and this will really help to target the inflammation in your body, especially in the joints. Tip number 6 is to fix your leptin resistance, and part of that is having a good night's sleep. So if you don't yet know what leptin resistance is, please check out, that's usually the starting point for everyone, is to go and learn the tips how to fix your leptin resistance. It's a game changer for your health, especially if you have chronic pain and inflammation. And part of having, you know, that good night's sleep, it ties into your leptin signaling. And I have all the tips in those videos. So please check that out. Tip number 7 is to use the specific herbal medicines and supplements that I mentioned in today's episode to really help to get you out of that inflammatory state, to help with that cartilage and to make sure that you are feeding the cartilage. You can actually, you know, maintain that cartilage space, but also help with your joint, you know, pain and inflammation chronically by taking those specific herbals and the supplements, the things like glucosamine, MSM, chondroitin, boswellia. So check those out. Just scroll back in today's video if you're just tuning into this part of the video and you're going to find that information. Tip number 8 is to make sure that your diet is more on the anti-inflammatory side. So of course, eliminating excess sugar, refined sugars, the highly refined polyunsaturated fatty acids are very inflammatory. So you want to definitely limit your exposure to these. We want to concentrate on the healthier fats. So one of my favorites, of course, is fish oil, whether you're eating it in your diet. I like to make sure that I'm actually supplementing with fish oil every day, especially with a high DHA. And fish oil has been shown in the literature to be immunosuppressive, which can be really great for people who have the chronic inflammation from rheumatoid arthritis. But it's also shown to alleviate work-related pain. So pain that could be related to, you know, wear and tear in the joints, such as osteoarthritis, and the rheumatoid arthritis as well. And tip number nine, the final tip for today for treating and dealing with chronic arthritis, osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, any type of arthritis, this would apply. And this is always, of course, my mind-body connection. So when we look at different parts of the body, they can have more mental, emotional, and energetic connections to things going on. And I've learned a lot in, you know, studying the work from Louise Hay, and some of, you know, that connection to specific joints. So when we talk about the hands, it has to do with being able to hold on to things and handle our life, if that makes sense. Grasping and letting go, if we think about, you know, being able to let things go. So if we have chronic hand pain, think about it. Maybe you just can't let things go easily. So just something to think about. And, you know, making that mind-body connection is often that, oh, that aha moment. And I know a lot of you have, you know, shared your stories with me. It's like, oh my goodness, finally you spoke to me, you know, you were the one person that you said it. I never made that connection with my pain, my inflammation, my disease, my cancer, whatever it was. And I love to hear your feedback. So please, you know, if you do have feedback, I'd love to hear from you. Always put it in the comment section. It's so great. My team shares all of the feedback with me, and I love to hear your stories. And especially when you're doing better, I think it's important for you to share your positive stories with others to empower them and to inspire them to do well themselves. Now, let's talk about wrist pain. So this can represent, just in general, movement and ease of movement through life. So that's really interesting as well. So if people have chronic wrist issues, when we talk about the knees, so the knee pain, chronic knee pain can be related to fear. So in traditional Chinese medicine, it's related to the kidneys. And of course, the kidneys, the organ of potential fear. And if fear is not eliminated or, you know, dealt with in terms of that mind-body connection, that could be represented in a lot of chronic knee pain. Now, the knees can also represent the pride and ego and being a little bit inflexible, the inability to bend. So for people who have their knees lock up, the inability to be flexible, if you think that about that and their ego and not giving in. And I know this is like for some people, it's like, oh my gosh, that's why he or she is like that and has so much knee issues. So yes, that's why I share this information for you to make those connections and maybe, you know, help someone who needs to let that energy go to help with their knee pain that they haven't heard before. And the feet, of course, they represent our connection with the earth. They represent our understanding of ourselves, of life in general, and our understanding of others as well. So some chronic foot problems can actually be related to, you know, having fears about the future and not stepping in the right direction in terms of moving forward in your life. So there you have it. Those were my nine tips, what you can do all for arthritis, whether it's rheumatoid or osteo or any of the other probably 99 different types of arthritis. I hope that that helped you today. And some of the things, of course, that they don't want you to know. So if you do have questions or comments, I would love to hear from you. Please drop it in the comment section below. Be sure to share this video as well and give me a big thumbs up. I truly appreciate all of the great feedback that you always share with me. If you're new to my channel, welcome in. I hope that you'll subscribe and also click that bell to turn on your post notifications so that you're always made aware of my newest and latest videos, which happens, there's an upload every single day of the week. Everyone has a calling in life, and mine is to empower you to live a healthy lifestyle and, of course, to do it naturally. Thanks for watching.